God wants you to be single in the sense that he wants you to be complete, whole, and unique. You are complete by yourself.
Dr. Tony Evans says if you haven't learned that lesson, you're better off alone.
Until you fully become single, you're not ready to be married.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The number one goal for many singles is to not be one anymore. But Dr. Evans says that unmarried Christians have the opportunity to set their sights on an even higher target. Let's join him as he explains.
Those who are around our ministry know we deal a lot with kingdom man, kingdom woman, raising kingdom kids. But I just want to spend a few minutes to talk to you about what it looks like to be a kingdom single. Before God created a married couple, he created two single people. Most attention is given to the fact of Adam and Eve, but there was Adam and then there was Eve. So I'm going to throw something out and then I want to give you a definition of a kingdom single. The human race was begun with singles, not with a couple. And I want to let you know that God wants you to be single. Now stay with me here, because I know I'm losing some of you already. So stay with me. God actually wants you to be single. Let me define a kingdom single. A kingdom single is an unmarried believer, an unmarried Christian who has committed themselves to fully and freely maximizing their completeness under divine rule. When you look in the dictionary and you see the word single, the first definition you will find is unique. We have redefined that single means alone. When folks talk about single, we generally mean, well, they're not married, they are unattached, they're alone. When you look at God's creation in Genesis, in verse 18, after God has made man, then the Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." We've misread that verse as though God were saying, "It is not good for man to be single." He didn't say that. When you define singleness as your uniqueness, when you define singleness as your completeness, then it's okay to be single. In fact, I am going to go one step further and say, until you fully become single, you're not ready to be married. Because oftentimes you have folks who never got complete in their singleness getting connected with somebody who is just as incomplete as they are. Adam was single. And please notice something. God had to tell him he was alone, because he was so complete in his singleness, he had to be made to feel alone before he knew he was alone. You know that you have arrived at being a kingdom single when even if you want to be married, you don't need to be. Because guess what? You're complete. So today we have sick people marrying sick people because they've not found their uniqueness, the definition of singlehood, and marriage only reveals how unsingle they are. Did you follow that? It only brings out their unsingleness, their uncompleteness. So they're looking for somebody to do for them what they could never do for themselves because they never ever became complete. Well, let me say it another way. Even if you get married, God wants you to be single, defined as complete or unique in the marriage relationship. So the definitions here are critical. He wants you to be uniquely you. One of the things we have to talk about with married couples is regularly to tell them that you have no right to try to change your mate apart from sin. If they're not sinning, you don't have the right to force them to be you. If both of you were the same, one of you would be unnecessary. God stated that mankind, even in their singlehood, for there is no marriage yet, you are complete by yourself. And it is arriving at that sense of completeness where a mate becomes a bonus and not a definition. Because you were you before they ever came along. So God wants you to be single in the sense that he wants you to be complete, whole, and unique. He says, it is not good that man should be alone. Not that it is not good that man is single. So the question on the floor is, why was Adam okay as a single before there is an Eve? First of all, he possessed a clearly defined divine identity. In chapter 1, when God prophesied about the creation of mankind, he says in verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Male and female. So every man and every woman possesses the image of God. You have a divine stamp on your soul, which means your identity is to be rooted first and foremost by your relationship to him, not by your relationship to another person. Because when it is defined by a relationship to another person, you've created a competing image. The Bible complains about idolatry, and idolatry is any noun, person, place, thing, or thought that you look to as your source. And if you're here and you're looking to marriage as your source, marriage has now become an idol. Because you're looking to that to provide for you something that your true identity does not depend on. The idea of image is the idea of a mirror. You were created to mirror the Creator. He breaks down mankind so that no male is greater than a female, no female is greater than a male when it comes to your identity and who you are. Now, granted, that identity has been skewed by our sins and our experiences and by other people and what we've heard. So we got to get back to the mirror of your true identity. So the first thing that will help you move to this wholeness is to define yourself as God defines you. Not as your mama defined you, that your daddy defined you, not as that man who messed over you defined you, or that woman who walked away from you defined you. You must now define yourself as God defines. You must say what God says about you, even if it's not how you feel about you. There was a second thing operating in the life of Adam. There was a divine assignment. In chapter 2, verse 15, then the Lord God took the man and put him, he's single, in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. He gave him a divine assignment. He placed him and created an opportunity for him to cultivate it and to keep it. To cultivate it meant to improve it or bring out the best that it could be. Your job as a single under the pursuit of God is to maximize your potential. All that you can be to make what your hands touch, all that it can be. The question is, are you maximizing God's call on your life? Or are you just trying to get by? You eking out a living. And I'm not just talking about financially. I'm talking about a perspective that you do not view yourself as a cultivator. As something that brings out the life of what you've been gifted and given and strengthened and equipped and enabled to do. And then to protect it. Keep means to protect. He placed him in a garden. He created an opportunity to be used of God and to be maximized for the purposes of God. There was a divine assignment. It's unfortunate many Christians don't even ask God, what is my assignment? Acts 13:36 says, and David served the purposes of God in his lifetime, and then he fell asleep. The worst thing you can do is go to your grave never having found out why you were here in the first place. God has a divine assignment for you, but if you don't even ask about it, you'll never discover it.
But there are some instructions we need to follow on the way to that discovery, and Dr. Evans will come back to tell us more about them in a moment. Right now, though, I'm excited to announce a brand new book from Dr. Evans just released this week. It's called The Kingdom Single. As we're learning, there's much more to the single life than just spouse hunting. But if you're feeling isolated and incomplete, this book will open your eyes to a whole new world of opportunities only available to those who aren't married. You'll discover a new sense of completeness and uniqueness that'll change your life, whether a mate comes along or not. If you contact us right away, we'd like you to have a copy of The Kingdom Single as our gift when you support Tony's ministry with a contribution of any amount. Dr. Evans was talking to me recently about why your partnership is so important to us. Here's what he had to say.
Well, Dave, the reality is that God is giving us greater opportunities to minister, more radio stations to take advantage of. Of course, we have to buy the time, more television stations to take to utilize, more technology to utilize, more churches to minister to, more outreaches to provide training for. So we need folks to come alongside of us to help us go to the next level so that we can take advantage of these new opportunities God is bringing our way. There is a door of opportunity, and we want to walk through that door, but we're going to need some help to do that walking.
And if you can provide some of that help right now in the form of a contribution of any size, we'll say thanks by sending you Tony's new book, The Kingdom Single. Get details right now at tonyevans.org. Or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222. I'll have that information for you again later on, after part two of today's lesson. Here's Dr. Evans.
He next gave him divine instructions. Chapter 2. From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, and from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat of it you shall surely die. Let me say this, because I don't want any single to miss this, because he's talking to a single right now. Marriage is not in the equation. From every tree of the garden, you may freely eat. Freely. There was one restriction, tree in the midst of the garden, of the knowledge of good and evil. Meaning, I do not want you to determine good and evil apart from me. You are not to determine what's right or wrong, good or bad, up or down, without me. As long as you're doing independent decision making, all hell's going to break loose because of what you thought and how you got abused and messed over and used up because of what you thought. He says, I do not want you to determine right and wrong independently of me, tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But he says, but from every other tree in the garden, you may freely eat. The thing that should mark every single is freedom. Freedom. What is freedom? Freedom is release from illegitimate bondage so that you can now make the choice to maximize your potential. If you're finding your Christian life as a single burdensome, you are not living the Christian life. And you're certainly not a kingdom single because you're supposed to be the freest person on the planet. There is no wife here. There is no husband here. We just got a single here. We're going to in a minute have a single woman here. And the thing that would mark them is you got this whole world open to you, Adam. Go for it. Now, you got a restriction here, but I want you to go for the freedom. Because the freedom is a lot bigger than restriction. There was only one restriction, but there were all these trees. What Satan is going to do is get her stuck on that one thing she can't have. He gonna talk to her, wait a minute, God holding out on you. You got these feelings you can't satisfy. You got these abilities, you got all this stuff. God is messing over you. And he gets that rolling in your mind, and he gets you talking to your girlfriends, and that's all they want to talk about, or your guy friends. That's all they want to talk about. And then you start asking questions, then you start questioning God and all that. And God said, you missing all these trees. I got all these trees out here. You are free to go get them because you don't have anybody holding you back. The beautiful thing about singlehood is that you can be single and not be trapped. You get married, you get trapped. That's what Paul says. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7, you gotta be divided. Okay, you stuck, which is why you want to get unstuck and become single again. And I can't tell you how many women have used this, particularly women. I feel trapped. Think freedom. And notice what comes out of that. Authority. Out of the ground, verse 19, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, the bird of the sky, and brought him to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name. Wow. He's naming every species of animals. They're 1,250,000 species of animals. And this man is naming them. Now, can you imagine the kind of brilliance that is? He is maximizing his intellectual capacity, and then we've got a blow your mind statement. Whatever the man called it, that was its name. In other words, God backed him up on what he called it. So God gave him the opportunity, but he had to use his capacity, his intellect, and his knowledge to claim the authority over the thing that God brought before him. He gave him divine authority, and there's nothing like seeing God work in your life that what he brings you and you maximize, he blesses so you can utilize. He gave him divine authority. Now, in this process, God says, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make a help suitable for him. So we will call Adam at this point a contented single. He's not thinking about a woman at this point, except as his career expands. Okay, he's naming all the animals. But for Adam, he sees Miss Cow has the Mr. Bull, and you know, Mr. Horse has a Mrs. Horse. So he's expanding, then he's not thinking about the opposite sex, but he sees these two pairs come along, and God decides it's not good now at this stage for him to be alone. So God makes Adam go to sleep. Okay, watch this. He gets a mate while he's sleeping, not hunting. Don't let the evil one make you think that you gotta make something happen illegitimately, because the only reason you have to do that is you don't feel you're complete. Because you see, another thing Adam had, and that was he had God's divine presence. All through this text, you'll see the Lord God, the Lord God, the Lord God, two names for God, Elohim, Jehovah. Lord is Jehovah, God is Elohim. Elohim means power. Jehovah is the relational God. Okay, watch this. The reason why he could be complete is because he had God as a relationship and not just as a religion. See, it wasn't just a go to church God. It was a God, the Lord God is all up in his business, all up in his face. The Lord God. Because in chapter 3, when Satan comes, he says, half God said, he drops Lord, because Satan doesn't mind religion as long as there's no relationship. And that's what he will do with a single. He will rip out relationship while still letting you go to church and have religion. So you feel something is missing. And so God presents Eve to Adam. An omelet is only as good as the eggs you put in it. You put two bad eggs in an omelet and it's going to be a nasty omelet. If you put one bad egg in an omelet, it's a nasty omelet. Because the good egg is not going to make the bad egg better. The bad egg is going to make the good egg contaminated. So you don't want two half singles hooking up. You want two whole singles hooking up so that no one bad egg destroys a good egg. It all boils down to Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. You won't have to force it. So until he gives it, you will either live the rest of your time miserable, wondering when he's going to give it, or it not mattering when he gives it, because you are complete and whole. I'll give you two stories in closing. We had a sister in our church, was a very faithful member, served the Lord, loved the Lord, and was a complete single. She always came to church with another single lady. They always came to church together, and they always sat together. On this particular Sunday, the young lady who was her friend got delayed for some reason and wasn't going to get to church on time. And so she came in by herself, and she sat down. We had a guest that Sunday. We had the visitors to stand. We had a guest, and they were sitting in the back. I told the people, I said, let's create some room, that Sunday was all full. Let's create some room. Do you have any seats near you? And people where there were seats raised their hand. So they relocated some of the people from the back to the front so that anybody else coming in would have seats in the back. This particular gentleman who was a visitor that day, first time he'd ever been to our church, got led by the usher to sit in the seat next to the young lady whose friend hadn't showed up. We have a playtime in our church for visitors to greet one another. So he greets her and she greets him. And after the church service, where they have greeted each other, because they were all just sitting, they wind up just casually talking. Where are you from? Glad you're here at church today. And that conversation kind of grew so that, to make a long story short, 3 months later, they were married, and they've been married now for 20 years. All because we had to create some seating. A second story. 2 years ago, we had Take Six. The singing group Take Six? Take Six came and did a little concert for us. After the service, they went to sign their albums as people bought their albums. So we have volunteers here who work the table for our guest musicians who come. And Take Six, one of the members, happened to be standing by the volunteer who was assisting in the service of the Lord. And he happened to stand next to her while they were greeting, and they were talking while they were selling out, and he was signing them. And so they decided to keep the conversation going. To make a long story short, 6 months later, they're married. She's traveling with him now, serving Take Six as they do their concerts. That couldn't be planned. That couldn't be programmed. But God knows how to give what he wants to give when he's ready to give it to the person it needs to be given to. In the meantime, I submit to you, God wants you to be single. And by single, you are complete by yourself.
Dr. Tony Evans, wrapping up this first message in his brand new sermon collection called Single, Complete, and Fully Free. This 8-lesson set includes material we won't have time to present on the air. Just visit TonyEvans.org for details on how to get a copy. And when you do, don't miss your chance to get Tony's brand new book, The Kingdom Single. It makes the perfect follow-up to our current series, and as I mentioned earlier, if you request it right away, it's yours in appreciation for your gift of any amount to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Don't wait, this limited-time offer won't last long. Team members are standing by 24/7 in our resource center at 1-800-800-3222, so there's never a bad time to call. That's 1-800-800-3222, or visit us online at TonyEvans.org. Some singles believe that life without marriage is life without meaning. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans will offer you a very different perspective as he talks about reasons to celebrate your singleness. Be sure to join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.